This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Matt Worswick, Eric Behan, and many others that have helped us when we've been up here, get transitioned up here, while we've been up here, and then also transition back. Jeff Mazurek and his staff as well. And then Bill's Mafia. Their time, some of these people are taking off work. A lot of them are. Their energy and helping us build this environment that we've had out here every day has been nothing short of amazing. So much gratitude to them. And we get ready to transition back to Buffalo after this practice and head into the weekend's game. Injury-wise, I'm sure you guys are interested. We've got 10 out today. Sed Van Pran, Max, Alec, Khalil, Cole, Curtis, Caden, Shaq, Tyler Bass, and then Tylan Grable is in concussion protocol as of after yesterday's practice. So that's a new addition. With that, I'll take your questions.
John, you talk about how beneficial it is to be here. You've been doing this for a long time. You've been doing this your whole career, no matter what job you had coaching-wise. How much better are you at getting what you want out of being here for 2.5 weeks than you were maybe when you started here with the Bills as a head coach?
Well, I think anything, you benefit from experience, and this is no different. You know, how we operate here, what we want to do, and from a vision standpoint in terms of what we want to get accomplished here, you know, I think all of that helps, and certainly the staff and the work that they've done, the work that they've put in, they've worked extremely hard also, coaching staff, training staff, everyone, been very urgent with their approach, not that they haven't been in the past, but it's been very noticeable. Great team effort this year.
John, are you expecting James Cook to practice today?
Yes.
Have you had conversations with him? What's led to him being out there today?
Well, everything for any player is, I expect every player to practice every day. If, you know, that remains to be seen whether or not he's going to be here or not. I'm hopeful he will at some point here.
Has he been in the building all week?
Yes.
Yeah. Has he participated in walkthroughs?
Yes.
Understanding that the business is that business side, how do you go about the situation from your perspective, coaching-wise?
We move forward. Yeah, we move forward. It's an opportunity for somebody else to step up, show us what they've got, and the team moves forward. That's the nature of the business. It's you get these reminders from time to time that it is a business, and you know, but at the same time, we've got to move forward as a football team, and that's on an individual basis and a team basis. So, you know, we care for Jimbo, we care for him and his family, and we look forward to having him back. We'll see if that happens today.
How do you balance knowing him as a person as well as you do that, along with the frustration of not having him?
Yeah, I mean, like anything else, you guys have heard me talk tons about respect, and whether it's relationships or when you're dealing with situations like this, it all starts with respect. You know, I have a ton of respect for him, and you know, the position that he's in right now is not an easy one. That said, we have to move forward as a team, and I'm sure he respects that.
What is your plan for Saturday as far as starters go, and particularly Josh?
Yeah, Josh will not play this week. The starters, the ones, will play give or take one quarter, and then it'll flow from there.
With Tyler still not kicking, is there a plan to bring somebody in, or is Ray going to handle those responsibilities?
Yeah, we had a workout last night. We'll see where that goes. We have our eyes on one of the two that we worked out there, and we've got to get someone that can kick this weekend here for us.
Do you mean Mitch to start?
Sorry?
Mitch to start?
Yes.
Davis kicking on Saturday?
He may, a little bit. I don't want to give away any secrets strategy-wise at this point. New York's probably listening. So, but Ray, I think it's good for Ray to get a little bit of a, as an emergency kicker during the season, to get a little bit of a, maybe a little small warm-up or maybe an extra point. See if we can score and get an extra point there for him.
He said he told everyone that he could kick. Were you part of that group?
Yeah, I was very aware that that he had the kicking shoe ready to go. I just don't know how. Like, let's say he scores this weekend, we may have to literally throw his shoe out to him. He's going to have to get it tied. We probably should get Velcro, the old G.I. Joe's, the Velcro.
Shoeless kicker.
That's right. That's right. Old school. That's probably how you kicked back in the day.
Yeah. Just
one more clarifier on things. You said he's been doing all through. Has he been all team meetings and
yes.
stuff?
Yes. Yeah.
You said starters would play a quarter.
Quarter.
Some
of it.
So for somebody like Mitch, if he's needed to play, it's would be with the starters, right? Except at the end of a game. How important is that for him to be in game circumstances with your starters?
That's huge. I mean, that's part of the plan, I guess I would say. Certainly want to be mindful of Josh, mindful of any starter, any of our players. We never want to see them get injured. The benefit of this is we hold Josh out. We keep him in a good spot. He's been playing extremely well in camp. You guys have been out here. And then we get a chance to look at Mitch and some of the other quarterbacks and real game live action with the ones, in this case for Mitch.
A little too soon. Will Spencer be part of that starting group, or
probably a little bit too soon? I don't anticipate him being out there. We'll have a number of guys that are on our injury list that do some warm up and then they're in pads, but they don't play. So.
One of the names you mentioned is still sidelined today is Cole, and obviously last summer, a lot of the same with him not being available. How do you get a player like that, who there are expectations for this season, ready when he has been unavailable these last couple weeks?
Yeah, I mean, we do everything we can to fill the gaps, right? Walkthroughs, extra walkthroughs, making sure that he's ready to go. And the other guy that's not on this list actually is Taylor Rapp, will not practice. He'll be out, give or take, a week at this point, so dealing with a knee. So you brought that to mind when you asked about Cole. The hard part here is we feel like Cole's starting to come back, and it sounds like Taylor's going to be out for roughly a week, give or take. And so that, as you've heard me say before, like Micah and Jordan, they're glue. They're, hey, I saw it this way. Yep, I saw it that way as well. Kind of that invisible language, I guess, right? And that connectivity is not there yet, and we're losing time here with those two in particular. That said, DeMar has been playing extremely well, so we'll see where that goes.
Is that the same knee for Taylor that he missed time with a week ago?
Yes.
Yeah. What's the, I guess, timetable prognosis for Curtis Samuel to get back on the field?
I feel like he's moving in the right direction. He ran a little bit yesterday. So we just, it sounds like he's feeling most comfortable moving straight ahead. The cutting piece and whatnot is still a work in progress. So I don't know for sure. I don't have a date in mind, but hopeful because he is making some progress here.
This is the second straight summer that he's dealt with something that has kind of knocked him out of camp. So how do you move forward, you know, assuming he's going to be a part of the rotation there for you, how do you move forward with him trying to get him?
Yeah, like I said before, you close the gap every way that you can with walkthroughs, extra mental tests and whatnot. The fact remains, though, it's an opportunity for somebody else. With all these guys that are injured on this list or other guys that are limited, it's we don't want to see that. We don't want that for them. They have to do everything they can to get back in an urgent manner, and yet it presents an opportunity for somebody else to show us what they've got and step up.
Understanding it's fluid. Does Khalil's injury feel like something that should have him back before the regular season? Like, do you think that he will be available when you guys are ready to go?
Yeah, that's what I'm being told. He's dealt with this before. It just takes some time to get back. The thing that makes me a little bit at ease with that situation is his rapport with Josh. And Khalil is such a professional that I don't worry at all about his hunger to return or his ability to find ways to get himself back and up to speed as quickly as possible.
Sean, you've switched things up over preseasons regarding Josh. Do you anticipate you'll see any action this preseason?
I don't know. I'm going to take it on a day-by-day, week-to-week basis, John. We'll see where it goes. I'm in constant communication with Josh, and, part of it, too, is, how he feels, right? But I also have to make sure I protect him the best that I can. So it's he always wants to be out there. Believe me, he does. He's highly competitive, as you guys know, and he wants to be out there with his teammates. So I know this is not easy for him in that regard, but it's the right thing to do.
So with James, I've already spoke about it a little bit. Brandon mentioned that this is the first time kind of here with you guys from a head coach perspective. How have you approached James and the team as you're
Yeah, as far as my relationship with James, we've had good communication, which I appreciate. The line between a coach and a player, to me, is a little bit different than, what goes on, on the other end of things, right? Just with business, right? So to me, it's important that we stay seeing eye to eye in terms of, hey, our relationship and our communication and our ability to communicate. And James has done a good job with that to this point, and I think that's important as we continue to move forward here.
Sean, you were talking about one player's injury, and then it kind of stumbled upon, oh, yeah, somebody else's hurt, too. That's pretty telling. Do you feel like this training camp there's been even more injuries than maybe in the past?
Nate mentioned to me last night, he said, yeah, the list has been a lot longer than in years past. So injuries come up. They do. They come up at different points in the season. I think I'd rather have him now than in the playoffs, right? So that's my hope at this point. That said, I am concerned with, like I've said, some of the pieces being out there together, especially some of our newer players, our younger players. You try and just, it's hard to show up in this league first game of the season and be ready to go. That's why this, things like training camp, things like going away, things like practicing against other teams, preseason games, it's all important.
What have you made of Tre'Davious White's training camp?
Very solid. Very solid. Again, going back to, the way he finished the season even, I think he's playing, he looks healthier even now than he did back then when he played against us. And every day he's out here working. You know him. He works extremely hard. He's a pro. He's extremely competitive. It means a lot to him. I mean, running hills, like I've said before, that's not something that was for the cameras. That's what he does. And I have a ton of respect for that, and so do his teammates.
Sean, you've spoken highly about Tyrell Shavers before, and you talk about injuries. He had one, and he got back quick, and the way he's been playing. What have you seen, and what shot does he have?
He's that guy is tough as nails. I mean, he is tough. And he has an ankle sprain, and he's back, in the second or third practice, and he's out there limping around. I mean, the red and blue In the warm-up period, he's running a slant, catches the ball one-handed, kind of still limps off. But he is tough as nails, and he's a true Buffalo Bill in that regard. And, he continues to make progress, continues to make plays. The trust factor with him is just goes up and up every year.
Decision to move on from Baylor.
Yeah. Tough. I mean, that's here's a young man that is a really good person, really good player, and you know, availability though is key. And unfortunately, our numbers are down at linebacker overall right now. And so when we have another injury, sometimes it gets tough. Just from a who's going to play in the preseason game, we've got to play special teams as well. So that's a little bit of a numbers issue, and we'll see how it moves forward as we go here.
You mentioned multiple times you're going to be younger on defense and rely on some of those rookies in particular. How have you felt about their growth up to this point in camp?
Yeah, I've felt really good about it. I think the coaches are doing a really good job. We've got quite a few young players up front that are they've been fun to watch grow and develop, albeit a short sample to this point. We'll know more after Saturday's game. But looking forward to watching them and seeing how they grow and seeing how they take on the challenge. Yeah, very consistent, Maddie. Honestly, like in my own mind, walking around campus, I have these thoughts, and it's about my biggest one has been about Ed and his development. I mean, it gets me emotional. Ed Oliver came in here and was this, like, you know, wild horse rider. No pun intended. I mean, he loves horses, but on the field, he would drive the offensive line crazy, his own offensive line, our own offensive line, because he would just go 100 miles an hour in practice, and he would scare me because he would get near Josh at times, and I would have to warn him. I've kicked him out of practice, you know, and that has not happened one time this year. And I think it doesn't mean he's not as intense, not as competitive. He's actually playing better. And then he's just matured and grown and become more and more of a professional every season, including this training camp. And I mean, that again is one of the joys of coaching and teaching, I'm sure, for a lot of teachers out there. You watch these young people develop in more ways than one, and it's emotional.
When you talk about players developing, whether it's someone new or returning, has anyone surprised you this camp and just the way they've grown?
I think the whole team has grown. That's not a cop-out. Can coach answer for you, coach speak. But I really do. I think we've had a good camp. I didn't think we were where we needed to be at the Red and Blue a week ago. And these guys have focused in and made some huge progress this past week, these last three, four practices. So I very much appreciate that, their focus, the leadership, the intensity. Even yesterday, coming off a day off, those are usually days that are hard to get them jump-started, and they come out ready to play.
Mitch starting the preseason game, is there anything you've liked about his camp specifically?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing I love about Mitch is he's mobile. He's played varsity snaps. I have a lot of trust in Mitch, a lot of belief in him, and he's faced a ton of adversity already in his career and his journey, and he remains steadfast in his belief in himself, and he should. He's got good skill, and the players respect and trust him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.